Each one of these steps builds on one another. The next one, number two, track your money triggers, track your money vulnerability. Before I teach you the practice, let's lay out the landscape of money and vulnerability and what this all means. Most of us are not taught how to voice or talk about our money relationship. We're enculturated into it's not polite to talk about money, or it's not safe to talk about money. Money is a survival thing. It's a competitive dog-eat-dog world out there. Don't you dare show your vulnerability about money, right? We build protective shields and walls. That's the 3D lower vibrational old money world that most of us were born into, but that's changing. We were talking a little bit about 3D to 5D money before the talk tonight, so this is where we begin to get into it a little bit. So that's the picture. Not everybody is like this. You know, there's exceptions to the rule, but by and large, a lot of us get taught what I just described as being enculturated into money in that situation. Now, vulnerability. Vulnerability, we've learned through Brené Brown's work. Are you guys familiar with Brené Brown? You might want to look her up. Brené Brown is a vulnerability researcher, and you can look her up on her TED Talk. That would be a good place to start. She has a ton of stuff out now since then. But through Brené Brown's work with vulnerability, we have learned that vulnerability and being vulnerable is the place of our greatest power and ability to connect with ourselves, with one another, with our higher source in community. Vulnerability is the greatest place of connection. And when we're not able to do that, things don't work out so well for us. Now, the deal about vulnerability is that it's not necessarily easy. It can be messy. It can be maybe uncomfortable or painful or scary, but it's important. Now, when we put money together with vulnerability, we're enculturated in one direction, but what the data is showing us is we need to go the other direction. So really with money, for money to truly work for people, it's when people are able to get vulnerable first with themselves about what is going on with their thoughts, emotions, psychology, and energy with money in connection with themselves and connection with others in relationship with a transaction. So we're taught to go one direction, and vulnerability is telling us to go the other direction. So money vulnerability is actually counterintuitive to us. But what I've learned is that when individuals begin to get, first step, present in their bodies with their money, and then begin to get tuned in with their money vulnerability and make contact with themselves there and begin to voice about their money vulnerability, that's where healing happens. That's where money strength happens, money value happens, money power, money support, and money flow happens. So a key piece of the somatic money equation is beginning to lean towards making connective, in vulnerability with yourself and appropriate others in relationship with your money. Now, am I talking to just go down to the street at a public space and just bare your soul about money? Probably not, but I'm talking about in appropriate systematic steps where you feel safe and secure. So our next step here is I want you to pull out the bright card. We've got pink and orange and green, and I want you to pull out the bright card, and you're going to write down either a main money dream that you're working on creating or a money challenge or money issue that you'd like to solve. And the more specific you can be, the better. So I'll give you a couple minutes to do that. Did something come to you? did you get something? Oh, you did.
Oh yeah, but that okay. Was easy.
Okay. You're like, yep, got it. Okay, you're good? You done?
Okay, I think so, yeah.
Okay, you're good? You two ladies? Yeah? Okay. All right, so I want you to take a look at that card. And we're going to go ahead and do the practice. So go ahead and set everything aside and close your eyes and maybe rub your hands together and roll your shoulders and breathe and let yourself begin to breathe and come into that center space in your body again. White lighting, gold lighting, let yourself anchor in. And you're going to let yourself get there. And then just lightly think about what you wrote down. And as you think about it, notice where you might be feeling that through your body. So again, be in your body, tune in with what you wrote down, and let yourself feel where that might be at in your body. And it could be constriction or expansion or triggers or tingling or colors or memories or a nudge. And just let yourself be there with it, and no figuring, no analyzing, no judgment, just noticing, just being aware. Oh, I'm feeling that, or this is going on, or I'm picking up on XYZ. All right, and go ahead and gradually let yourself begin to come out of it. Usually I like to spend more time there, but for our time intents and purposes, we need to keep moving. So kind of let yourself come out of it. Breathe. Maybe move a little bit. Open your eyes and come back. And I'd like to take just a little bit of inventory here. You don't need to tell me what happened, but I'd be curious where you felt it in your body, if you'd be willing to share it, because the chakras, every chakra relates to certain things, and depending on where you felt what you felt might tell you something about what's going on with that money issue. So
I felt it in the back of my head.
Interesting. Back of your head. And did that feel good or bad, or like what, like, or neutral, or like what was that feeling like?
It was heavy.
Okay,
like a heavy.
Heavy
feeling.
Okay.
Yeah.
And did you
dense?
And did you feel anything else?
I did not. It was just like all back here.
Okay.
Towards the top and back of my
Okay. Head. So that's gonna. So back of head, like right here. Okay. That is somewhat, it might be in the pineal gland, but that's more in the area of throat chakra, because you got ears, mouth, throat, and it's in the back. So, you know, a little bit of intuitive work here, the back of, so that would be whatever's going on with that money issue, you're probably looking, and it's heavy, so that would be maybe like an anchor weight. So, maybe something from the past that has created a weight with being able to be in your being seen or being heard in that realm of things. I can tell you, not even knowing what it is, your team is saying that there's a strong likelihood that there's like two other anchor points in your body. So like what you wrote down, this is one, but you've got two others. So you just need to begin to continue to practice with that and just notice where they're at. So when it comes to money issues in the throat chakra, what I find is that usually I work with people in the lower chakras, and as they get stronger in the lower chakras, it pushes up through the throat chakra and people begin to voice, speak truth, ask for what they want, what they need, and engage at a stronger, higher level. So what we're talking about here is negotiation. being able to ask more, be seen in more value. Is this ringing a bell?
Right.
We talked about that before. Yeah. And whatever's going on with this is something going on from past space. The other thing I can tell you is this place back here is when this place back here is triggering, it's often related to reptile brain and issues that they usually shoot down the spine into root chakra. So, because all the chakras interrelate with one another, and what you're feeling in one area is definitely going to be interconnected in other areas. Isn't that interesting?
That is.
Yeah, yeah. So, I'm going to keep moving. So,
okay.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you.
What about you?
And it was both sides, but I'm just in here, mm-hmm. and then across the shoulders, uh-huh. and it was... that was all like intense, and then here was like spiky and sharp. Uh-huh. Not really pain, but spiky the prior to, you
uh-huh.
know,
uh-huh.
just the definite like, you know,
yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
And yeah, that is yeah.
Okay. Anything else?
Sharp. Warm here, but it was so much here. I wasn't paying attention much to any place else.
Okay, so it's so much here that you really you're like, and you felt a little in your stomach
yeah,
or
like
solar plexus.
Like warm.
So something heated up right here.
Yeah.
Okay. One of your guides is wanting me to ask, were you able to notice color? What was going on with color in this space and stomach area? If you could pick up on it at all.
I didn't.
Okay, that's fine. So with what you wrote down, what we know about shoulders is when shoulders show up with energy, that's usually what are we carrying?
Yeah.
Right? Now, it's really interesting because this is on your right-hand side, and it's both ear, so part of it's throat chakra, but it's also high heart because it's on your shoulders. So shoulders are more related to heart chakra. So what you've got going on there is a combo of throat chakra, heart chakra, right-hand side. Now, depending on how you are polarized, left side, right side, usually women receive energy left, release it right. Men receive energy right, release it left. Sometimes I find those are flip-flopped. Not everybody is like that. But if you are part of the regular standard like that, we'd have to do a polarity check or kinesiology or something. But so right side would be your releasing side. So this is... has something to do with what you wrote down, has something to do with your ability to release energy of whatever it is that you're carrying and whether you can talk about it or be seen or heard with it on that masculine right side in relationship to what you wrote down. The other thing I can tell you, because they're showing me a picture, there's also some inner little girl showing up, so it probably dates back to, this is all connected and dates back to probably home of origin and patterning that you grew up with. So does that shed any light on what you wrote down?
Somewhat. I got to really sit with that, yeah.
Okay. I'm hearing a voice say, just these are tidbits of pieces of the puzzle. It's not the whole thing. Mm-hmm. It's probably a first step. They're also saying that you beginning to tune in with your body, like what you wrote down and tune in with your body, they're saying these are your first steps into the layers that you actually haven't taken a look at. So we're planting a seed here tonight, peeling back the layers of the onion. This is probably the first couple of layers. Now, the other thing you said was your stomach warmed up. Mm-hmm. So stomach is solar plexus, and solar plexus that's your power center. So this is willpower, and we'll talk about in the four sacred money elements, one of the elements that's become very clear to me that relates with money is money power or money empowerment. It's very related with your solar plexus, your I am energy, your ability to be here on the planet, and exude your unique vibrational energy. And so here you're feeling it on your shoulder and your neck and ear, but at the same time you've got something heating up here. And to me, heat relates with healing. And I don't, if that resonates with you, fine. If it doesn't, that's fine. But that tells me that is this thing that was going on here in your shoulder and your neck area, something was also wrestling and healing in stomach, solar plexus area, which tells me whatever's going on here with the shoulder and ear is related very deeply with your ability to come into your own power. So, and the inner child thing showed up, so that tells me about early child patterning, taking your power back in relationship to what you're carrying and being seen and heard in relationship to what you wrote down. I'll let you sit with that.
You want me to respond or say anything?
If you would like
to. Well, the big thing with me growing up and being young is I was profoundly shy. And now I'm more of a, I have a son with cerebral palsy, and you know, of course, then you do healing and you balance and stuff. So I'm more of a, you know, a version of an A-type personality, which is totally flipped from how I was growing up. In fact, getting out of my shyness was the most difficult thing challenge I've pretty much had my whole life.
Wow. So you've already
I know how to be a wallflower.
You know,
I'm a great wallflower. I know how to do that one like hands down.
You're like, I got that.
Don't see me. And what I put energy out in the last, you know, 5 to 10 years or any longer is I need to be seen. I have to be seen.
So with whatever it is that you wrote down and what you're talking about there, that makes total sense then. Coming into your own power with being seen and being heard. And it sounds like what's going on here is like, just more layers of peeling more layers off of the onion, basically. So, good. I'm here. So we're gonna go ahead and move on. Are you fine with that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
thank you. I appreciate that. You two ladies, I know the recording's on, and I don't know if you want to participate or not. Would you like to participate?
Sure.
Okay. So could you share with us what you picked up on, what you felt?
I felt it in my shoulders and my neck.
Shoulders
it's like tightness.
Now, could you, I'm here, could you be more specific about your shoulders? Like exactly...
It's like in the back of my shoulder, between, you know, like the shoulder blades.
So, is it okay if I...
Yeah.
Okay. So, here or further down?
Further down.
Freak me out. Right here?
Yeah, just all the way across.
And then it comes across this line right here? Okay.
Yes.
All right. And then was it tight or tingly or expansive or constrictive?
Like tight and heavy?
Yeah. Okay. So interesting. Could I ask, I'll just tell you. Past lifetime, somebody hanging on there. Doesn't feel like this lifetime. Whew. Any other sensations?
No, not that I felt or that I was aware of.
Okay. What was your emotional reaction when you felt that tightness?
I don't know.
Okay. Your guides are basically saying, later on in your own time and space, tune back into what you felt back there and notice the subtle emotion that comes up. Because that's real key. They're saying that it's an emotion that you tend to try and keep squashed down. And then they're saying if you want to go to the next money level or financial level, you're actually going to need to get very present with it. And we're not talking walk in the park daisy present. We're talking like warrior goddess presence. And there's a difference between the two. the thing about your back, just real quick from a chakra perspective, so that's heart chakra in the past. So it would be baggage or carrying energy or some kind of connection going on with heart chakra in the past. If you work with a body worker, they're also going to help tell. The reason I got really specific with you is because the vertebrae in our back, every vertebrae has a different emotional meaning. I can't recall the name of the book, but there's a book out there that talks about this. And if you email me, I'll pull it off my bookshelf and I'll email it back to you. I can't remember the title of the book. But she actually goes through every single vertebrae in your spine and highlights what the emotional connection is. And if you can get specific with that, It'll be helpful, and it'll help you engage with what that subtle emotion is that's going on that you need to get extra present with. That will be key to you going to a next financial level. And I don't know what you wrote down on your card, but there's something going on with that. It's like, well, we talked about this. There's something going on in the room, it seems like, with being seen and heard and more value for who you are and what you do. And when and if you do that, you will naturally find coming through your throat the ability to command better pay for better performance. Did we nail it? There's a very strong likelihood that the people that you're working with right now don't even have the capacity to see you in that light. And what I want you to know is that's okay, because as you shift this, you will begin to attract in the people who will see you and can see you in that higher value light and will celebrate you for it, not persecute you for it. This is why this work is so much fun. Do you see why it's fun? You know, usually people are like, money, blah. This is the side of money that is so much fun, because it truly is, it's fractal world. And when we learn what's going on emotionally in our bodies, with emotions and energy in relationship with money, we can begin to unhinge the hooks and figure out the puzzle and do the work at the root. All right. Well, then I think at this point, we're going to take a break.